And the enemy, who prowls around like a roaring lion, looking to see who he can devour, convinces us that we're defective like nobody else. Hide it. Cover up. Compensate. Nobody must ever find out this story. Least of all, my wife. Because what will she do? She'll think I've betrayed her, or she will think less of me.
Hear more from Craig about his heart for men's ministry at FamilyMinute.org.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time for our second Community Connection here today. And it is at 9:30, and it's my pleasure to bring into the studio with us here Clay Cooper with a big blue stem chapter of Quail Forever. Yummy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom.
Now, when I say yummy, you guys got a banquet coming up here. And what's on the menu?
Yes, sir. We're going to have prime rib. Also some other food, some good desserts. It's going to be Dewey, the Heritage Theater in Dewey is going to be our caterer. So.
Oh, well, there you go. You got some good eats coming there.
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, what is Quail Forever?
So Quail Forever primarily is a habitat restoration and preservation group. Primarily focused, have an emphasis on bobwhite quail, but all wildlife. And secondary to that is we're strong into youth development, new hunter outreach, just trying to encourage that next generation of hunters to carry this tradition on.
And be very responsible with it, too.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
Now, we were talking just before we went on the air here about this. What kind of outreach do you do with the youngsters?
So right now we are partnered with two high school shooting teams. So we have the Dewey FFA shooting team and the Wesleyan shooting team. And we have a just work with them to, you know, provide some things they need, support them financially, and just in general trying to encourage these young shooters to not only be excellent at their sport, but maybe consider taking up hunting one day as well.
Very good. Now, where do you get the name Big Blue Stem?
Well, Big Blue Stem is a, this area is known for its blue stem clump grass, and it covers all of Osage County and Washington County. You drive out, you'll see that big blue stem growing, you know, all over the place.
So it's pretty natural around here too.
Yes, sir.
Now, when we talk about the Quail Forever, and of course we were talking about habitats and things like that, world changes a little bit. Things move around a little bit. Sometimes the nests have to move around a little bit, right?
Yeah, you know, there's you were talking about earlier. As I'm sure a lot of people know, anyone that's quail hunted knows that the quail population has decreased quite a bit here in eastern Oklahoma. And, you know, short answer, it's a lot to do with habitat loss. And
a lot of things factor into that.
And it's something that I would encourage anyone, you know, if they're curious and wanted to know more, you know, come to the banquet this Saturday or maybe come to a chapter meeting and we can fill you in.
Now, with this banquet on Saturday, where is it being held again?
So it's going to be out at Prairie Song.
There you go. Beautiful place.
Absolutely. It's the Old Moore Ranch. They have an amazing recreated Western town. It's going to be in the Suncatcher Barn on Prairie Song, which is 5 miles east of Dewey on Durham Road. And if you go out there, you can't miss it.
No, you can't. And, you know, once you see it, you have to come back again and again because really is quite nice. That's about as good a place as any for a banquet like this.
Oh, I agree. It's going to be excellent.
All right. And we've got the theater catering.
Yes. So we have the Dewey Heritage Theater, Giz, there. She's going to be our caterer. And we're gonna, like I said, we're going to have prime rib. Now, if you don't like prime rib, we will have chicken option available. If there's some people that may not be able to eat red meat, something like that.
Sure.
But prime rib will be the main course.
Very good. Now, how we get the tickets? Can you get them at the door, or would you like to have folks maybe hit your Facebook page and make arrangements in advance so you kind of know what's coming in the door?
Sure, absolutely. So you can find us on Facebook. Just search Big Blue Stem Quail Forever. There is a there on our page, there's an event posting that gives details about the event. And there's a link there where if you want, you can buy tickets there. We will be selling tickets at the door as well.
Oh, good, good. So, you know, this part of the country is pretty good for walk-up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it. I just remembered. You know, you got a table? Yeah, sure, we'll make room. And, you know, and that's the way it goes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Are you going to have speakers at the banquet?
Yes. So Earl Sears, who's well-known here locally.
Oh, never heard of him.
Right.
Wrong. Everybody knows Earl. Come on, man.
Everyone knows Earl. He's going to be our master of ceremonies. Earl is he's an amazing guy.
He is.
Very passionate, and he is a passionate quail hunter. So he's going to be our master of ceremonies. He's going to be our main speaker. We're also going to have the Quail Forever district rep, Laura McIver. She's going to speak, and she'll kind of talk a little bit about Quail Forever, the organization, what it does nationally and locally.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be a great night, but I also understand that the fundraising aspect of it is really going to be great, too. You've got, what, a silent auction and a live auction?
Well, we're not going to do a silent auction. We will have a live auction.
And
we'll
even better. Get rowdy.
Absolutely. Lots of raffle items, lots of hunting gear. We're going to have, you know, several guns, nice upland shotguns, some deer rifle as well. But not just gear. We're going to have some stuff, trying to be mindful of everyone. We have a nice designer purse that we're going to raffle away along with some jewelry. So should be items there for anyone.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. Once again, this is going to be Saturday, and it's going to be out there at?
At Prairie Song.
Prairie Song. And you, once you've been out there, you can't forget it. Now, you've got a Facebook page, so if people want to know a little bit more about you, they can follow you on that page.
Absolutely. Yeah, they follow us on Facebook. We, you know, we post pretty often regularly on updates when our chapter meetings are. In general, our chapter meetings are the first Tuesday of each month. And we usually hold those at the Bartlesville Public Library. But we, you know, those are things that if you follow us on Facebook, you'll see those notifications, and you can follow from there.
Very interesting. This group seems to be, you know, a nice bunch of folks who really want to make sure that we all have a great little environment in which to get along in.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Tom, one thing I do want to mention about the banquet.
Yeah.
And one thing that it kind of sets Quail Forever apart. All the money that we raise at this fundraiser, all of it, we keep control locally. So we don't send any money off to any kind of the national group, anything like that. All money we raise Saturday night, the chapter will keep control of, and we decide locally how that money gets spent. So.
And right now you got two high schools that you're working with, and I imagine you got some other plans on the drawing board.
Absolutely. So other than just supporting those two groups, yeah, we've got some habitat projects in mind that, you know, if we get some money from this banquet, we'll proceed with those coming up this year.
Now, working with the high schools, with the FFA hunting club?
It's the Dewey FFA shooting team.
Shooting team, okay. Living in the Great Lakes region most of my life, I will tell you that I was a farm kid, and we always had the shotgun. Everybody knew, everybody knew where it was, except for bad people. Right. And we also knew that that was what Dad was going to use to while he was on the combine, to maybe hunt supper. Whether it was a rabbit, quail, a pheasant, whatever. And we learned basically from our fathers. And you mentioned the idea of carrying a firearm anywhere near a school. And, boy, people just kvetch. They just, what?
Right.
You know. But here in Oklahoma, and especially in our part of Oklahoma, people have a healthy respect for what a firearm is, what a firearm does, and we know the do's and don'ts. And I think it has to do with maybe our culture here of how responsible we are as people.
Absolutely. And things just like this, these shooting teams, you know, it's a great example of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, competitive shooting is a very fast-growing sport.
It is, both men and women.
Men and women at the high school level and collegiately. So, I mean, Oklahoma, I believe Connor State has one of the best collegiate shooting teams in the nation.
Wow.
And I mean, kids are getting scholarships to go shoot competitively in college.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's really something else. And you're here at the ground level with instruction and safety and basically making sure that they know what they have in their hands and how to use it properly and how to use it wisely.
Absolutely.
This is really something else. What are some of the other programs that Quail Forever, Big Blue Stem chapter, involves itself in?
So
primarily the education programs.
Right? The education. And so, I mean, we mentioned habitat. You know, being a new group, we haven't done any major habitat projects yet. That's going to change. You know, the program or the organization will focus on trying to do 1 to 2 major habitat projects a year. So what we would like to do is one on public land. We partner with the Department of Wildlife. And we also do private landowner projects as well. So if we have a private landowner out there that says, hey, I used to have quail. I don't have quail anymore. What can I do to get them back? We'll work with that person. Quail Forever has biologists that work for Quail Forever. Mm-hmm. And they'll come out and look at the land, do an assessment, draw up a habitat plan and work with that landowner to not only keep their production levels where they need to be, say if they're a rancher or farmer.
Sure, yeah.
But also try to increase and better that habitat for quail.
That's really outstanding work. It really is. Now, your national group, are they available online to do some research on?
Yeah? Absolutely. So there is, I believe it's quailforever.org.
Yeah.
That you can learn about the national organization. Quail Forever, it's a subsidiary of another group called Pheasants Forever. Exact same organization. They're a little bit more focused in the Midwest, mm-hmm. where pheasant populations are higher. You go quailforever.org. You can learn everything that the organization does.
We're talking with Clay Cooper, and he is with the Blue Stem chapter of Quail Forever. And the big event is coming up at Prairie Song, and that is Saturday night. And this is their annual fundraising banquet. What's the cost to get in?
So the banquet tickets are $30.
That's really reasonable.
Not bad at all. So $30, to join the chapter, if you're join the organization, mm-hmm. that membership fee is, annual membership fee is $35.
Mm-hmm.
So the doors will open at 6. We'll probably start the dinner about 6:30. And then, the raffles will kind of commence from there. And we'll probably start our live auction about 8 o'clock that night.
That'll be great. And again, all kinds of items there for both men and women, including the shotguns.
Absolutely.
And purses and jewelry and just, you got a whole bunch. We couldn't get that whole list on the air if we wanted to.
Oh, yeah. We got lots of stuff. If you can't find something that you don't want to get in the raffle in, I don't know. I think we're going to have something for everyone. So, especially if you like to hunt. So.
Are you going to have, Earl's going to be your master of ceremonies, Earl Slaves. Is he going to try any auctioneering, or is he going to let that go to the pros?
We're going to leave that to the professionals, I think. So
he'd be good at that.
Would probably be good at that. The problem with Earl, though, is once he got started talking, he might forget to auction off the item. So.
No, we love Earl. Now, Arvest Bank is going to be one of the sponsors, and you got a few other sponsors.
Yeah, so we do have some corporate sponsors, Arvest Wealth Management,
uh-huh.
RCB Bank as well, and Armstrong Bank.
Okay.
Another sponsor, ESP Coding, is another one of our corporate sponsors.
Well, this is great. How many years have you been doing this now?
So this is the very first year for this organization. Now, Quail Forever has existed since 2005.
Okay, but this is the first time you've done the big fundraising banquet.
This is the first one that we've ever had. The chapter formed back in February of this year, and we've basically just been working to build the group and then plan for this event.
I ask this of virtually everyone who comes in on Community Connection when they're in with a group or a cause. And that question is, what drew you to it?
That's a great question. So, I grew up north central Oklahoma, rural Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and, hunting and fishing, that's just what we did. And, I'm passionate about it. I love dogs. I have got bird dogs over the place. But, as mentioned, the quail numbers have gone down, and hunting just is not as popular as it once was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this, but, a lot of your wildlife conservation, the money that comes from hunting, hunters pay for a lot of it.
Yeah.
And as those numbers decrease, you're going to start seeing a decrease in funds available for just wildlife in general. So when I saw this group and I saw that, they were dedicated, it wasn't just a group of hunters. It was a group of people that wanted to make a difference.
And the whole package, yeah.
The whole thing. And yeah. Mainly that youth outreach. I have two young children. I want this this tradition, this heritage of hunting to continue for them. So that was the main thing that drew me was, hey, let's get out there, let's work, and let's fight. So,
and there you go. Clay Cooper, that's amazing. Now, this group, again, is trying to raise some funds a little bit for outreach and also to try to get some things done as far as education-wise with our youth in a couple of the schools. Now, when we talk about biologists that you work with, are these local? Are these through the bigger universities have taken in?
No, they're through the NRCS.
Okay.
They work closely with like the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now they are, however, they are employed by Pheasants Forever. So we have one locally. She's based out of Claremore, but she's for this region. Her name's Elizabeth Elliott, and they employ these biologists. I think Quail Forever has two. That for the state, and again, their primary focus is to work with those landowners to come up with a plan to improve habitat, but at the same time, meet their production goals.
Well, yeah, and like you say, this is one of those groups that it's not slanted one way or the other. It's the whole package. It's the whole sphere.
Sure.
And I like that. I really do like that. I want to make sure everybody knows this here, because we're starting to wind down here on our time, that it's the first annual fundraising banquet. It's going to be out there at Prairie Song, just out there in Dewey, 5 miles
east
of Dewey. And, of course, you know, this will be at 6 o'clock. $30 gets you in the door. If you want to be a member, we'll sign you up right there for next $35. And Earl Sears is going to be your MC, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Great food. We got what's on the menu again?
Prime rib.
Yeah, and chicken.
You'll have mashed potatoes. We have some cheesecake for dessert. So come on out. It should be a great night.
Good old comfort food, man.
Absolutely.
You know how to get them. You know how to get them. Plus, of course, we got the auction a little bit later on. And Clay, very nice to meet you, first of all.
Thank you.
I wish you great success, and thank you for being a part of our broadcast today right here on K1. It is 9:45.